No, I ain't nothing special. I'm a hard working kid. Let me show what you got. And that's just what I did. That's the American way.
Welcome, everyone. I am Hollywood Tony P, voice of the IWC, and you're listening to the newly resurrected, which everything's getting resurrected, Talking Wrestling with Lou. And on the phone
with
me...
How you doing, everybody?
It's Lou from Brooklyn. Lou is a wrestling fan, and he is also my father.
I've been a wrestling fan for decades. I used to watch it with my grandmother that was from Italy when it was in black and white, when Antonino Rocco was wrestling, Bruno San Martino, Brute Bernard, all these guys. I saw them as a little child, and I loved it then, and I love it now. Yes, sir.
And let's go to the
phone
line.
I remember
line.
Vince McMahon's father, who... Shane looks just like his grandpa. Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, who's this?
Hey, it's Minister of Sinister. How's it going?
Minister of Sinister. I like that name.
All right, so you brought it up, Dad, so here we go. Bruno Sammartino died today.
He did. Oh, wow. That's
it. He died today. That's
how old
was
he now? He must have been in his 80s, right?
Minister, do you know how old he was?
I do not know how old he was. However, I am looking him up right now, and I will get that to you here shortly.
Wow.
Ah.
Let's see here. He was...
That was my grandmother's favorite wrestler.
He was born in 35, so...
Yeah. She liked him and Antonino Rocca. He was from Australia, Antonino Rocca.
82 years
Italian.
Old.
How old?
82.
Oh, wow. They didn't say what he died from. They usually don't, or they do. I don't know. Wow. They're going to have it on probably next week, like on the screen with him, because he was a big part of the WWE. WWE.
Then he left, and then Vince Sr. You were talking about Vince Sr. earlier.
Yeah, the father. That's who got him started.
And that's why he left.
I can't believe that. I mentioned his name, and he died. Wow.
Yeah, oh, not exactly at the same time. I don't think that that's... okay, so we talked... We heard from Lou last week about WrestleMania, and a lot has happened since then, and we're in the midst of a superstar shakeup and all this other stuff.
I think that Monday Night Raw got a shafting. They got the worst of the deals, man. I'm telling you, man. They're moving. Even though the best part is they're bringing up this new blood from NXT. That's good. Really.
Minister of Sinister, it has been a long, 2 weeks since WrestleMania, right?
Oh man, it has, and it's been just a huge blur too, man. It's like I'm trying to get caught up on everything,
yeah.
You know, from the long hiatus of not watching wrestling, and everything is just coming at me all at one time, man. And it's just so much to process, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yep.
How did you feel about the shakeup, Minister?
I still haven't processed the whole thing, you know.
Right.
I haven't finished watching SmackDown yet.
You didn't watch wrestling
but...
for a couple of months, you mean?
Yeah,
or
I took
long?
About an eight or 9 month break from wrestling.
Oh, you took a hiatus for that long.
And so I'm
a
coming back
happened.
And I'm fresh and so much
yeah.
has happened.
There's no Y2J no more. Who else?
I mean, I just realized
Jericho
last
gone.
Week.
Who else?
He's
going to
be at the Royal
around.
Rumble, though. He's going to be at the greatest Royal Rumble. So he's going to be in Saudi Arabia. He's not facing The Undertaker, but he's going to be at.
You know what? He's with, he wrestles with New Japan. I want him to get, what's his name? The guy from New Japan. I wonder why you don't get him. What's his name?
Kenny
again?
Omega.
Kenny Omega. Great wrestler. I like that guy, man. He's a high flyer.
You think that but the WWE would not? They wouldn't do well with him, I don't think. I don't think they know what they're doing. Like, strangely enough.
Are you
kidding
me? They wouldn't do well. He's a big name, man. He's like the top name, except for the top Japanese wrestlers. That guy, wow.
Let me tell you what the WWE did.
Maybe he's on steroids. There must be a reason why, unless he's signed.
Let me tell you what the WWE did, okay? They spent the last 2 years creating an upper mid card. Like every one of their wrestlers, quality, you can Intercontinental, United States champion, and now they switched it up and they're starting to push those people to the main event. This might have been a long journey that they were planning on because it does look like last year that they started building people slowly and, you know, groups of people, and then they got them over and then their other. And now
I've
we're at the point where somebody.
So many. New talent from NXT like they did just recently. Really? They brought in a lot of people. The new tag team, the new Divas, all these people, the two girls from Australia that beat up Charlotte, right? All these, right? And then I like the girl from Staten Island that had the police, like she cashed in. She could sing, that girl, that's for sure. And she's a heel. And who else? Oh, Nakamura now is a heel, the Japanese guy. He's a heel.
Yeah, we heard. I totally called everything last night. Like, I was like, and because I knew that Carmella was going to get involved and it was going to be a three-person on two, and then somebody was going to come out. And I believe Minister, somebody on our show said that Asuka should head to SmackDown.
And she is. She's on SmackDown now. All the good talent went to SmackDown, and all the crappy talent went to Raw, I'm telling you. They lost
good Bobby people. Roode? Do you consider Bobby Roode?
Bobby Roode is a top talent. That was an all right thing for them. I thought they were going to lose Braun Strowman, but good thing they didn't.
I thought so, too. I thought Braun might have made it, might have been the smack. I knew it had to be a big
name.
The
Miz was probably their biggest name they lost. Right, Raw?
Samoa Joe.
Oh, he went, but I don't think he's as big as the Miz. He's, like, almost on his level, you know. And then they advertise him wrestling May 6th. In New York, against who is he supposed to? Oh, against Roman Reigns, right? I think it's in New York. Then they have Jinder Mahal for the title. It's like they're telling people that he's going to win the championship back on his rematch. I mean, what are they doing, man? It's like they're telling people already what's going to happen. I don't understand that.
Well,
he lost that title.
The card is subject to change.
But they shouldn't do that, man. Because then people think, oh, man, he's going to win it back. And, you know, because why would they have a match between him and, is it Orton? I don't know. Who is he supposed to wrestle in that New York card? Mason.
Well, here in Houston, they had Roman Reigns scheduled to go against Samoa Joe coming up June 2nd or June 3rd for Monday Night Raw.
That he said that after Brock Lesnar beats him again, right, because that's his thing, that he never beat Brock. But you know what's going to happen? He's going to beat Brock Lesnar because Brock Lesnar's suspension is up in UFC. Because he took some kind of steroid, and he had a year and a little more suspension from USC, and that's up. He wants to go back to UFC. So you could expect to see Brock lose his title in that cage match. Definitely.
I'm expecting that. They have to do it. They have to finally pull the trigger on Roman Reigns.
Yep, because he's going to UFC. He wants to give that another shot, Brock Lesnar. I root for Brock when he's in UFC. I do. I want to see him. I want to see a wrestler beat those guys. But that, you know, he's got to watch out. They might kick him again in the stomach.
He got popped though, like last time. It was I remember watching it. It was good. I was like, yeah, I found a place to watch it, and I did. And
what the UFC
I was like,
with
Brock,
him?
When he the last one that he won, when and then they found out he was on
the steroids, some kind
no, but
of
it was
like
the hormone steroid, like the reverse.
Yeah, but so what? It's banned. Banned.
It was something
that's
that was
it.
Banned. Yeah.
They don't allow it, man. And that guy Dana White does not allow it, and he doesn't stand for it in no way at all. So he'll be back, and expect if he loses, I don't think he'll go back to UFC. But if he wins, he's there. He'll be in UFC,
Bert.
Man.
So Dad, I want to ask you, like Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre and like cause Bobby Lashley looks stacked, like he has
he ain't, they just work out a lot with weights, man, cause Vince McMahon is another one, no steroids, they don't want
look at what the WWE has going right now, and on Monday night and Tuesday night there's big guys and there's little guys. Tuesday.
That's what people were saying, that Jinder Mahal was on steroids. He's too big. He just probably just works out like hours a day, man. They're into the workout. Like John Cena does that too, a lot. He's into the weightlifting. It's all they do is pump
Minister,
on.
What do you believe that some people juice, that they still get away with it?
Unless they use the Wizinator. They call it a football
that's a
player
subject,
with a fake
man,
Johnson.
But...
They call it the Wizinator. Imagine that. A guy trying to get away with steroids with this thing called the Wizinator. And it's a fake penis. And, you know, it has urine. And this is for real, man. They sell it. They could get anything on the internet.
Yeah, I know. They sell it. You want to get out of a...
So they take a fake penis... They take a fake penis into the lab
strap
with
it
them.
To your body, and it was in football. But you know what the NFL is doing? They have somebody that watches you pee, and if they think something's up, man, they have the right to do it in the contract to make you pull down your pants to show it. And they caught this guy with the Wizinator. Wizinator, that's great. What a name.
Drug testing, strict drug testing laws are in effect.
Yes.
Strict. Okay, let's talk about, I want to move on to Monday Night Raw on the shakeup. Now, who did Raw get? Like, who's the new good get? I want to go to Lou from Brooklyn first.
Yes, but.
Lou.
All right, they got Glorious, right? They got him. Who else? They didn't get such great talent, man.
They got shit talent.
They got screwed, man. And look, all the good guys except the guy I just mentioned, and they get the worst divas going to Raw, and the good ones are moving over there, man. Even though
didn't they get Sanity?
SmackDown's. Well, let me ask you something. SmackDown's ratings were down. I don't understand why they did that.
Raw
unless
got
they're pushing the NXT talent. All these
no
new
way,
people
Jose.
Oh yeah, and those three new guys that we're going to see next week that are coming from NXT. Right? You saw that, right? The three guys that they didn't have on, they just showed their picture.
I saw it, Chuck. Did you see it? You know who? The Sanity. Right?
There's three of
them. Is that the one with the Riot Squad? Is that?
No, I thought it was
the
bad guy's
no.
head, but it wasn't him. It was three
Sanity.
Guys.
Where is Sanity going?
Oh,
they're getting
Sanity,
pulled up.
Okay, they are going to SmackDown.
Yeah.
To SmackDown.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
You know who went to SmackDown? That was Big Hardy, right. I forgot that. Hardy went there.
So what did
Raw
get?
They're going to SmackDown.
Raw got Drew McIntyre.
Baron
Drew McIntyre, he's been in NXT a while.
Oh,
they
Baron Corbin, yeah. Drew McIntyre,
Baron Corbin,
Jinder
Mahal. He just showed his picture.
Mike Kanellis.
Even, you know, Samoa Joe said it too when he came, when he was brought and he started talking. He said it, this talent, everybody gets away with stuff here, you know, and he was knocking SmackDown like crazy. It sounded like he didn't want to come to SmackDown even, but they have no say.
Bobby Lashley.
Tell him you're going, you're going.
Bobby Lashley,
he's going to be big on Raw.
He's going to be big on Raw. Like,
one of their big names, right?
Vince loves him. Minister Vince loves him. He loves his look, and then he can make a black champion. You know.
I still think that Bobby Lashley looks so much
better are now
with an afro.
WWE. I thought that what's his name, Walk with Elias, was going to get changed. You know. But he didn't. He's still on Raw. He's funny, that guy, though. I like the way he rips into the city, this rinky town, what he called Hartford.
The biggest shocker to me was Samoa Joe going to SmackDown.
Yeah. And it seems like he wasn't happy with it. And
well,
you know, he's
got AJ Styles.
He is not in shape. Samoa Joe. He wrestles for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and he sweats like a pig. That tells me he's not in shape. Really. Maybe because he was injured and he couldn't do his workouts.
That's how he's always been. He's always been like that. Like his.
You know, and I think he called Roman Reigns by his real name on accident last night. I forgot. It sounded like he said he called him Kiko or something. That must be his Samoan name because, you know, they know they're all Samoans. Like, what's his name? The Diva Champion? What's her name? The big girl. She's a Samoan. She's a full-blooded Samoan. Yep. His uncle and his father were, Roman Reigns' uncle and father were, what was so many wrestlers, it's hard to remember all. What was his father's name? Hollywood.
Who?
Roman Reigns.
Rikishi?
No, not Rikishi.
No.
Is
sons
Sika?
Are the Usos. Those are his
Fatu.
two twin sons. What?
Is it Fatu or some shit?
And the other one. Yeah. I remember seeing them. They were in the early 80s or the late 70s. They were around. Oh, did you see? I didn't see the HBO thing with Andre the Giant. I didn't see that, and I heard it was good. You know? Did any of you see that?
I have not seen it yet, but it is sitting on my DVR.
I hear it's good. It's his whole story.
I don't have it.
You know. Yeah.
It's Andre the Giant. Yeah, no. All right, so Raw got... okay things. Where do you see them going? Like, I want to ask Bobby Lashley. He's going after Brock, right? Is that where he's going? We'll go to Minister first this time. Minister, what are they going to do with Bobby Lashley?
I would imagine he's going to be Roman Reigns' new challenge moving forward.
After Samoa Joe gets finished with that.
After Roman Reigns gets the title from Brock Lesnar at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
I can't see Brock Lesnar being around too long. I really can't because they're all talking
about it on the UFC, despite him signing a new contract or what have you.
Yeah,
I just can't see him being around much longer.
Right, because the guys on the UFC channel, when they have their shows, they're talking about Brock Lesnar like he's there already. So
Roman Reigns is going to finally get cheered when he wins against Saudi Arabia.
Why don't they like him? I don't know why they don't like Roman Reigns.
He's a good guy. I had dinner with him the other night.
Who?
Roman Reigns.
You did? Oh, wow.
No,
he's
kidding,
a nice
man.
Guy. He's a family guy. He's a good father and everything, that guy. Why don't they like him?
Because it's like he's been pushed down our throats. And then when they said that he was going to finally succeed and we can end this push, they're like, no, we're going to push it back a little bit more. Oh.
The people don't like Cena either. John Cena is the same way. The people, and he does more for Make-A-Wish than any other sports person in the whole United States for Make-A-Wish. But the people
and Nikki
don't like
and Cena,
him.
John Cena and Nikki are broken up.
Right.
Then
John Cena is into his career, and he don't want kids, and she wants kids. Of course, her sister had a child, and she wants one, and that has to be the reason.
What do you do with Braun Strowman now? Oh, sorry. Go, Minister.
Well, I was just going to say that I think Bobby Lashley will end up banging Nikki Bella soon. Sooner rather than later.
Dolph Ziggler is her old boyfriend. Maybe he's back with her. We'll go back with her.
Yeah, but I don't
really
think Dolph
her.
Ziggler would piss off John Cena as much as Bobby Lashley would.
Yeah, and you know he
these women
with her
are all
for
out
while.
For revenge, man.
That was her boyfriend for a couple of years, man. And
What do you do with Braun Strowman? Where's he going now? Like, you know, he's on Raw, but what do you do with him?
Right.
Let's go to Minister first. Minister, what do you do?
Oh, man. You turn him face. You try to put him in a tag team program with somebody. I mean, we had it all worked out for him. But
why don't they give him the shot at the big title, man? He's a monster. He deserves that. He went through the whole
lot.
Yeah, but
he's a novelty act.
He's a monster, that guy.
But he did beat he did beat everybody. And,
yep.
You know, like he would have been good on
SmackDown.
They should absolutely give him
gone.
A run with the title. But it's not like he's going to have a lengthy run with the title. He's a novelty act. I mean, when did Andre the Giant have a big run with the title?
Where does Roman Reigns live, his home?
I want to say in Florida. Sarasota, maybe?
Florida somewhere. Zena is in Florida, too, most of them. I know that Daniel Bryan lives in Arizona or one of them places. Yep. And
so,
what about the Bellas? They're not coming back?
I don't know. Like, you'd think, but with this whole John Cena thing, like, does that affect it? Or, you know, like, maybe the other one, the sister.
What's his name? Look, Daniel Bryan's wife has a baby now, so the kid is what, a year or two old? She can't come, you know. She wants to be with her kid. And now with the Miz with a baby, right? Has a beautiful little kid. He showed it last night with his wife. You know, that's the thing now. That's going to be the feud between him and Daniel Bryan. But
well,
now,
yeah,
with,
and so
what about what's his name? The guy that came. That big guy that used to be
Mojo Rawley?
No, what's his name, man? He came in at the end and he was standing over Daniel Bryant last night.
Oh, Big Cass.
Cass.
Yeah, Big
Cass. Yeah. Enzo, poor Enzo, man, out of a job for some
couple
shit
shaft.
That disappeared. He got railroaded, that poor guy.
Over
but who knows,
skank,
is it true?
Too.
But is it true, though? Is that hearsay, or is there proof that he did?
I don't believe
said?
Her because she's crazy. Like, she's crazy. I don't believe her.
All of a sudden, all these chicks are coming out of the woodwork with everybody that's popular, the president, this one, that one, the other. I don't understand, man. It's like, really. All right,
so let's move on to I want to talk about SmackDown.
Right,
we just talked
right.
about what Raw got and where we think Raw is going. So let's talk now SmackDown. SmackDown, you just said it. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Is that a credible opponent for Daniel Bryan? And because AJ Styles and Nakamura have their program going?
I think it'll wind up being a tag team with somebody, Daniel Bryan and someone else against him. They're going to find a partner for Big Cass to take Enzo's place. So some clown guy is going to come around. They're probably looking for that person right now.
Well, yep. I don't think they'll do that before they try to push Big Cass down our throats as a singles competitor. I mean, that was the whole plan going along before he got injured, from what I understand. So I'm expecting them to, you know, fully push
him. They even changed his music.
Straight down our throats for a while. And ultimately, I believe it'll fail because I don't think Big Cass has it in him to be a top star.
Unless they take No Way Jose and make him his partner. He's like the new clown, I guess.
But what's wrong with No Way Jose? It's kind
he
of.
He can wrestle on No Way Jose.
He's the new clown.
He is the new clown. Who used to come out with all the guys dancing? Who was that? The same way. Who was that man?
With the rabbit.
With the rosebud.
Minister. With the bunny.
Yeah, right.
What's his name? Minister. What's his name?
It was the guy with the rosebuds. Adam Rose.
Adam Rose.
Yeah, right. Adam Rose.
He had a pet bunny, too.
Yeah.
Hey, but Braun Strowman was in his gang of clowns.
Now, Brother Love may come back, right?
I don't know, because he's the he's doing a podcast.
He was on last night on the show, on an internet show.
Did anybody
I
listen
love
to that?
Yeah, I remember him too, man. They used to put some red stuff on his face. Remember that? With the white sheet.
Yeah. You're like Roman Reigns did last weekend.
He was bloody. Like, did they show some blood on TV? Like, I swear, I saw a little bit of red. Like, they didn't do enough to.
Hold on, I don't know if I got a call or not. Let's see if I hear the beep.
If you got a call, we'll let you go. We're gonna.
If I hear it again, I'll leave for a minute and come back. But I don't hear it now.
You don't hear it now. Okay.
I thought
so,
I heard one beep, but no. What?
No, not a beep. Not a beep at all. All right. Who else did SmackDown get? Who else did?
They got the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson,
right,
and Cesaro
right.
and Sheamus.
They got them. And who else did they get? Another crew. They got. You know what?
Yeah,
they got all like. I don't like
the
who
club.
They got.
They got the club sandwich. Club sandwich.
They got Jeff Hardy.
Right. That's a good name. That I said that. I remember they got him. Hardy, Miz.
We all called that. We all called that.
Yep. Do you think that his brother is a good team with Bray Wyatt? I don't. I think they don't match.
You don't like that? I like
that. Yeah. But, you know, Bray Wyatt is a different type of a character. And, like, he gets in the way of his, like, he was better with the Bludgeon Brothers. But, you know, whatever it is, it is.
You know, I don't like the Bludgeon Brothers. It's very interesting, right? Because now the bar will be going after the Bludgeon Brothers. And then you got the New Day. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Lou, Minister of Sinister's on the line. You guys can call in 619-924-0815 if you want to ask a question. Quick comment, quick question, and then Lou will answer that for you. We're going to talk more about Bruno Sammartino and everything else. This is the World Generation Podcast Network, and we're talking wrestling with Lou. We'll be right back after this. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns
with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolf Pack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Something really scary?
You want to see something really scary?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking Wrestling with Lou. I'm Hollywood Tony P. On the phone with me is my father, Lou, and Minister of Sinister, and this is the show. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Minister, what time is your show tomorrow?
5 o'clock Central. I guess that makes that what? 6 o'clock Eastern.
You're in Texas?
Eastern. I am.
Oh, all right. What part? What city in Texas?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston. Good barbecue down there, man.
That's all right.
It's not good? All right.
No, it's good. I mean, you know, it depends on where you go, of course.
Right. The other city has the better barbecue in Texas.
Austin. There's some good barbecue in Austin.
All right, so tomorrow is... Yeah. Is Joe Bates on? Is he going to be there? Will he be there?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. He was lost last week. Didn't have a signal, and then he got all panicked and freaked out. Sent in major apologies, big-time apologies. So him to be on tomorrow, yeah.
Well, you guys got to listen to that. And then is he doing his show?
Had a little bit of a snag last week, but he will be back. Friday, and I think we're also going to do something Saturday mornings, too. It's still up in the air, but yeah, he'll definitely be back on Friday.
A Saturday morning show. Wake up! It's time for a show.
You know what I wanted to
All
ask
right,
you? Do you think that they should have more of the old-timers on? They haven't had them in a while. They should bring some guys every, like, at least once a month, somebody. No Austin, we don't see no more. You know, no, we don't see Sergeant Slaughter like we used to. We don't see these old-timers that made wrestling what it is today. They should have them every once in a while. Bring them on. And Hulk Hogan, now, his thing, man, he should be coming. He should be back, man. That's all forgotten about, right? Why ain't he back? Or is Vince afraid to bring him on that it's going to cause things and people are going to, like, say, oh, no, he said he called somebody a bad name and stuff. I mean, you know, Hulk Hogan was the guy in the first WrestleMania. He's the guy who slammed Andre, man.
Yeah, but,
and I
you
don't know why he ain't back.
They're terrified. They're a publicly traded company. Minister, yep. What do you think of that? Do you think Hogan is ready to come back?
I think he's ready and dying to come back, but I don't know that Vince wants to bring him back. There's just so much outrage.
He said that, too. What he's doing
is selling
surfboards and T-shirts in Florida at his house in Florida. He has a little store, and he says if they
everybody
ready to
has
come
their
back,
pussy flaming for no reason nowadays.
Yeah, he'll be back
pussies
in a minute.
Pussies are flaming.
And I don't understand why he ain't back.
But I wanted to ask, if I may, Lou,
Yeah.
What about the Riot Squad? Are you scared of Ruby Riot? Are you as scared of Ruby Riot as I am?
She needs to get her proboscis taken care of, man. Her nose is like, forget about it, man. Whoa, it's almost touching the bottom lip. Really? And what if...
She is pretty scary.
Oh, they got these chicks that... And what about the crew that went to Raw, the girl with the leather jacket that comes out trying to be like a weightlifter with the other two girls that used to be Paige?
What the hell's her name?
I know.
Shit.
And some of them are bad wrestlers. They miss moves and everything. The way Bayley used to miss moves. Bayley was a terrible wrestler. She's starting to get a little better now.
No, wait,
I thought for sure they'd break them up. The Riot Squad. Yeah, I thought that they would totally break up the whatever I just said. I forgot.
With the cutie, wow, man, and everybody goofs on her on the internet, right, Hollywood? What do they call Bayley? Mr. Magoo, and what do they call her?
What do they call her? It's her hairline. So Sasha Banks's hair. She's gonna be bald by the time she's 1 year from now.
And Sasha Banks is not such a great talker. You notice that when she talked. You know why? She was from
Carmella
the ghetto. That
good.
Don't make
Carmella.
Her bad. But she
Carmella
had that
did
ghetto
good.
Talk.
Carmella had.
Carmella, yeah. She's from Staten Island, right close to us here. Staten
it was,
Island.
It was a nice. But her promo was good. Minister, do you like her? You liked her promo, right?
Oh, absolutely.
She
makes
a great heel, Carmella.
Carmella is a great heel, and I love the way she goes in the ring, too. She makes it look like her hatred is so freaking real.
Yeah,
I mean, it might
be. Hate her. You can
That's
hear
how good of a
audience.
Sell it is.
They don't like her because she puts on that aura of being a mean bitch, man. And that's what she is. Staten Island.
She's not dating.
You don't want to be called Staten Island no more.
She's not with Cass anymore, so, like, but they're on the same
she
brand.
She should thank the guy without the chin, like, what's her name said? Where is he?
He's gone. Lou, he's gone.
Did he get fired?
I guess. I mean, I'm sure they could get
him
back.
She got the
valise. If they really wanted.
She got the valise because of him. Yep.
Chinless minister.
That's what's her name called?
No, he doesn't know who we're talking about.
Chinless. You don't know the guy that used
with
to Carmella. Come out with
Carmella
when she first came up?
Oh, that fucking... Oh, yeah. What's his face?
What's his name, that idiot?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
He used to...
I figured out his name the other day, man.
That's all you need to know about how he did. Nobody can remember your name.
They used to put him in the ring with Divas to wrestle, and he used to lose.
James Ellsworth.
That's another thing. They don't have managers too much like they used to, you know?
Name that jobber. Let's name that jobber. Minister, well, that's an even better game. All right, so who did better, and what did you think of the show last night? Let's go to Minister of Sinister first. In the shakeup, who did better, why, and what did you think of SmackDown?
Well, I missed the last hour of SmackDown. I've yet to go back and watch it. But from what I gather, it definitely looks like SmackDown is going to have the better show going forward. They have the best talent on their roster, I think. So I'd have to go SmackDown did better.
I agree. Raw lost some good talent. And I think that SmackDown is going to – that's what they want to do. They want to make the ratings go up on SmackDown. It must have been where the ratings were down a little. So they had to change the talent. But I like the idea of the mixed pay-per-views instead of having one for each. Yep. And I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Why did they get rid of the pyrotechnics? No pyro, man. That was the best part of it when they come out with the boom, 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 boom. No more. What is it, the money? It's a billion-dollar company. They can't afford it? Or is it the labor? I mean, you know. Is it that much, the labor with the pyro?
Vince fucking loses that in his pockets every daily. Like he
right.
Can,
so
I would
why,
imagine. I mean,
they only use it for the pay-per-views,
much.
And they used to do it, and it's no more. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they
that's
could hire one pyro guy.
Candles.
They could hire
Kane
one pyro
used to come
guy
out,
and two
used
riggers.
To have it no more.
And just go about rigging the shit up every week, and it would look phenomenal, and it wouldn't be that much. But what they do is they outsource the shit. Okay,
unless
so
somebody got
they,
burnt, like
they go to a
somebody
city
got hurt,
and they look for somebody
ago,
to come and do their
know.
Pyro work for them, and they're outsourcing it, and that's going to cost a lot more money. What they need to do is just hire a freaking guy and give
unless
him two riggers and take him city to city to do the shit.
Unless it's the fire departments in the country. That they have to get all kinds of license to the stadiums.
Yeah.
It could be that. I don't know.
Could be.
It could be that. But I WrestleMania was.
I got a beep. Hold on. I have to go for a minute.
Beep. Okay. Well, there you go. Got a beep. Minister
speaking
of Sinister.
Of beeps, yeah. Speaking
well,
of
no,
beeps,
he's using a landline. He's calling from a landline. He doesn't have a cell phone. Don't you see? He has to click over because he's attached to the wall. So that's the phone.
Am I still beeping, though?
What do you mean? You're beeping? No.
Yeah, I remember you were complaining about me beeping or some shit.
No, I don't know what it is. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Like, somebody, like... I don't know. It's either like it just comes and goes. I don't know. Like
so, I'm
on
calling
any
from
of them.
My shoe phone for nothing.
Your shoe phone.
My shoe phone.
What did okay? So SmackDown and Raw. Okay, what are you looking forward
Hollywood.
To while we wait?
I'm back. I had to
yes.
speak to my brother Eddie, my twin brother. Yeah, I got
twin
a twin brother.
Right.
Does everybody know that? Yes, but he don't watch wrestling. He used to watch it when we were kids. Yep. When we were kids, my father bought us boxing gloves, and here's what he used to do. He used to make a box, right? And we couldn't go out of the box, and we would beat the crap out of each other with these heavy gloves until we were, like, exhausted. So, you know.
You guys were his entertainment.
That. What?
You guys were his entertainment then.
Yeah. Well,
he bought you guys the gloves.
He my
got
father
return
didn't
out of watching
watch
you guys.
Baseball,
beat the shit
actually.
Out of each other.
Baseball. I'm into hockey.
What I was gonna ask is, like on Raw, and this is for everyone. On Raw, what new feud, are you looking forward to seeing now? We'll go to Minister and Sinister first. What are you interested in? Who do you want to wrestle each other, I should say? Or what's you know what I'm talking about? Do you get it? Do you feel it?
Yeah, I do. I get it. Let's see. Well, with the addition of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, you know, anything that they do is going to be entertaining, but I'd really like to see Kevin Owens do something on his own.
That's
and
right.
By the way, Lou, that's the fat boy.
I
Kevin
agree.
Owens.
I think that they only put Zayn with Owens because Zayn, when he's on his own, loses his popularity and he becomes obscure. So they put him with Owens. That's the only reason. That's the reason I think they put them together. Really.
I think so, too, to try to get Sami Zayn over.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it worked. It worked. It worked.
And a year or two ago, they used to give these guys a vacation, like, for a couple of weeks. You don't see that no more. They'd be your way, you know, and they don't do that no more. I think things are going to change now that they have the pay-per-views, like, together instead of separately. And you're seeing all this new talent come up. You may see a couple of people fired. I have a feeling. You know that?
But with all this talent, there's only so many matches at a pay-per-view. Like, so
right.
What
they
are
all
the rest?
Want to get they all want to be on television, right? They all want that camera time. And
there's
only so
one
much
pay-per-view.
Time. And I think that, didn't you say they're moving SmackDown from USA Network to what channel? Back to what?
Fox.
They're gonna, if they put it on Fox, then everybody could watch it, where you don't have to have cable. And I don't know if that would be good for Vince McMahon. I think he wants to keep it on USA, but it's up to USA. Maybe their contract is up. Because maybe Vince wants to get 3 hours for both shows instead of two and three for one.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think Fox will want Raw back down to 2 hours. So there goes another hour. So there's only one pay-per-view where you got to fit everybody on. There's 1 hour going to be gone. Like, it's going to be a cutthroat.
And that's another thing. They used to have a pay-per-view on NBC once a year. They used to have a big show. They don't do that no more. Of course, USA, I think, owns NBC, or NBC owns USA. I don't know what. Or is it Disney that owns it? Who is the owner of USA Network? That should be on the internet.
It should be on the internet. I don't know, though.
Of course.
Who owns? If I looked, but if you got yourself a smartphone or a computer.
Yeah, right.
All right, so SmackDown then. We just talked about Raw, who we think we want to see in a feud. Lou, who are you excited about?
I want to see Miz and Daniel Bryan. That would be interesting, yes, because Daniel Bryan sent something out on tweet that he can't wait to punch Miz in the face, right? And that's going to happen probably next week. They probably won't wrestle. They're probably going to be in the ring with each other, and they'll have, like, guys holding each other back. That'll happen. But I'd be surprised if they wrestle next week. Daniel Bryan just got right back into it. I'm very happy for the guy, man. Really. How many guys
SummerSlam. I think that SummerSlam is when Daniel Bryan and The Miz will have a blow-off.
You're going to wait that long? This thing that they have in Saudi
Arabia.
Not
that long.
This wrestling thing in Saudi Arabia, that's going to be a great card. Because they say the people over there are fanatics when it comes to wrestling. I wonder how they're going to treat Jinder Mahal over there. Really. Because I hear in India they don't like him. I'm the modern-day Maharaja. That's sacred to those people.
If he gets booed, that's exactly what they want. They want that. Like, Vince wants to bring him there because Roman Reigns is going to get cheered. Jinder will probably get booed. Like, you know,
you
they're going to boo.
He's going to get cheered? How do you know? We might see.
They love Roman Reigns.
Who's this Spanish guy that's coming with this chick? They showed him, right?
Cien Almas.
Who?
Cien Almas.
Yes, this guy. Right. All this new talent. Where are they going to get all
this? Minister,
tell
him who Cien Almas is. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. Tell him who Cien Almas is.
I have no idea who he is, but his chick.
I know. He may have
came
from Lucha Libre, I think.
And
is he a champion?
Hot as hell back in the day.
He could have been one of these guys with the mask and stuff. You know? Really?
Was he an NXT champion? I want to say he was NXT champion.
What's his name? All these names. The guy that left with the what's his name? Oh, God. He used to be the big name with the Lucha Libre mask. What's his name? He retired, but he's not retired now. He's in Lucha Libre. Like John.
Del Rio?
Who?
Del Rio?
No, not Del Rio. Del Rio is in TNA. He'll never be back in the WWE because he did something they say Vince don't ever want him back. So we won't see. They call him, what do they call him? His name is, what do they call him on TNA? I keep forgetting.
Perón.
El Perón.
El Perón. Yep. Patron, Pelon, what is it, Minister?
I have no idea. I don't watch TNA, but I would imagine
TNA is terrible now. All their best talent left. Lashley was their big name. He left. What's his name?
I bet you James Storm is going to be coming. Remember, he was backstage. Like,
yeah.
Why do they keep teasing it? Like, maybe he'll appear.
Why? He's already
on Raw with Bobby Roode. With Bobby Roode on Raw. Right?
Yeah.
Roode will stay there for a minute. And then
that was his partner on TNA.
James Storm will come in and they'll get beer money together because they probably paid for that. They probably
that's the guy that comes down with the cans of beer with the cowboy hat. Right. Right?
Yeah, and if they get beer, if they manage to buy that when they bought the other little TNA things, like for the deletion and shit, they should have bought beer money. That way they can put it together, and then that would be a great tag team, and it would reinvigorate Bobby Roode. Minister, what do you think of that?
What about the girl in TNA that comes out with the lipstick all over her face like a real slut? What a terrible scene that is, man.
I don't watch TNA.
When I stroll the TV, because I got the best like cable package, or I got almost everything, I don't want to see TNA. It's so bad. I watch New Japan because that's great wrestling, New Japan. It is. It is, man. Kenny Omega, they show him. They got the Bullet Club, and they got Razor Ramon's son. But Razor Ramon's son is a skinny, tall kid. Why don't he gain weight? That's why I think Vince don't want his son, because he looks like a toothpick. And he's a good wrestler, though, but he don't have the muscle, he don't have the size, and he doesn't have the mouthpiece. And
They don't like that anymore. They got rid of Paul Ellering. They don't like mouthpiece. What's wrong with having a manager who can talk, right? Because they don't usually have that. They're either valets or James Ellsworth.
Yeah, that's what they used to have, and that was interesting when they had the managers on the outside. Right. Like with The Undertaker is back. I can't believe that. He's going to be in who did they say he's wrestling? In a casket
Rusev
match.
Rusev Day.
Rusev Day. Right.
Rusev
and
Day.
That's the next pay-per-view, right?
Casket
match. Yep.
That's at the Saudi Arabia. I want to talk about that before because we're coming to the end of the show, but I want to talk about
good.
I want to talk about Saudi Arabia. Like,
and you know
where
what? Saudi Arabia, their stadiums are like outside because it's hot there. And I bet that's what it's going to be, in an outdoor stadium. Yep.
Well, yeah, probably. But what do you think is going to come out of it? You think that Roman Reigns is going to be the Universal
Champion? He's
going
to beat Brock Lesnar because Brock is going to UFC. I would bet that it's even money that he loses his title.
Because Minister of Sinister, do you agree with that?
I'm going to have to agree, man. I do.
Yeah.
I agree. He's got to win. Roman Reigns has got to win.
Dana
I don't
White
think he'll get booed over there like the way he does here. So
he won't let his
fight. He'll do it over there.
You got to be 100% UFC. You don't want nobody from the wrestling with both. He was in the audience at WrestleMania when Ronda Rousey had her first match. He was in the stands with his partner. He's a billionaire. You know how much he paid for UFC when he first got it? They said it was like very little. Now he's worth $1 billion, that guy. Yep. I love UFC, man. That is great karate. It's jiu-jitsu. It's wrestling. And you see, the guys, it's safer than boxing, because as soon as the guy goes down and gets knocked out, it's over. That's it. Yep. I like Conor McGregor. He's insane. I like that guy. But I don't think we'll see him for a while because he got arrested, and that's not good for the company.
He needs to. If he'd be good in the WWE, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, but what is he going to be? A cruiserweight? He's a lightweight. And
that's okay. You can make it believable. Although they made us believe that some of the cruiserweights from 205 Live might move up to the main roster, and that did not happen.
Nope. But they brought up all. They must have new talent coming up in UFC because they brought a boatload of people from UFC up, man. I can't believe it. It's Monday and Tuesday. You saw how many?
NXT, not UFC. NXT.
Right. I'm saying.
Yeah, and look, everybody is big now. Like, they got big guys now. Drew McIntyre is big. Big Cass is big. Lashley is big. Brock Lesnar is big. Samoa Joe is big.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is kind of big. I mean,
why didn't Brutus
Braun Strowman
come back?
Is,
that's another thing. Brutus, he's on Fox News. What is he? Don't want to wrestle no more.
Somebody call my mama.
I forgot
his
name was Brutus.
Brutus Clay. He calls him Brutus.
Brutus.
His
name. There you go.
Brutus Clay.
That's
Brutus.
What they call him on Fox. Brutus.
Freaking dinosaur.
He's on. Is he on
they
TNA?
Do
we know?
To get in front of a camera, these guys. You know that? Really?
Do we care? All right, we're
of
coming
a sudden,
to
this
the.
This guy knows stuff about current events.
All right, we're at the end of the show now. Minister of Sinister, close yourself out. Plug your
yeah.
Show.
Listen
we'll
tomorrow.
Let you
go. Listen to the show tomorrow. Fatal 4-Way Radio, we have something special lined up. I don't know exactly what it is, but we do have
you
something
what?
Special lined up.
You know what? Dinner with Roman Reigns. That's a big thing, man. Wow.
That he was joking
Listen.
About that. He was joking.
My
yeah,
grandson loves
that.
Roman Reigns.
Hey,
really?
Follow us on Twitter
Nicholas.
At World Gen Podcast, World Generation Podcast at World Gen Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast. And big things are coming. World Generation Network. Stay tuned.
All right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, All right. So we'll be back next week to talk with Lou some more. Same bad time, same bad channel. Do you have any last words to say about Bruno Sammartino or the weekend?
I had a lot of great memories watching that dude, man. That guy was stacked, built, strong. He was the big name in the WWE when it was in its infancy on television with Vince McMahon Sr. And I'll tell you, man, they should have a whole thing about him. They probably will. They're gonna probably have his life story and stuff like that on the internet because he's a big part of the WWE. When it was called the WWF. Yep. And,
All right.
They have to see him go, but, you know. Bruno is
gone.
Right,
ladies and gentlemen, Lou. All right, I'll talk to you later, Dad.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, and I'm Hollywood Tony P. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week on Talking Wrestling with Lou, and we'll talk about whatever happens in the week. So thanks to Bud's Backroom, WrestleCorp, and everyone else. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Listen to Minister of Sinister's podcast. So thank you guys. Lou, we'll talk to Lou, my father, next time on Talking Wrestling with Lou.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.